Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, this morning to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 12. Let's read Hebrews 12 and verse 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now, in the King James, when it says us there, is there a period after that? No. What is it? Indicating that this is an ongoing thought. Run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our race. No, but he's talking about the race. Right? Well, what kind of race is it though? It's a faith race. Right? It's a faith race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and you could say it like that, our faith race, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Another translation says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith. And it is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. The English version says, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. I think sometimes we've separated these two verses too much. And so, well, you know, we got witnesses in the grandstand because, you know, Hebrews 11 was talking about faith and all these people who did all these exploits of faith who are no longer on the earth. But how many know they still exist? Right? They're in heaven. And apparently they are aware of our spiritual progress and are cheering us on from the grandstands in heaven. And we're encouraged to run with perseverance and persistence our race and to not let anything trip us up. Right? Now, what did he say in that verse? We are to lay aside what? Every weight, everything that would weigh us down, everything that would hold us down and slow us down. And then he talked about, and the sin which does so easily what? Beset us. Well, now what is he talking about? He's talking about things that hinder you in running your race. And without even stopping, you know, the punctuation just indicates a pause. He says, looking unto Jesus. How are you going to do this? Right? How are you going to lay aside these weights and sins and run your race? You got to keep your eyes not behind you and not down and around you, but up and looking and pressing and reaching toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Got your eyes on Him. Got your hand on the plow. Don't look back. Run. Don't let anything slow you down. Don't let anything trip you up. Run and keep your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith. Now, with that in mind, go back to Matthew, please. Chapter 13. I've prayed, perhaps you've prayed, but let's pray a prayer of agreement right now concerning the rest of this. How many believe the Lord can speak directly to you this morning? Right? He's not limited to what I know. He's the teacher. He can say things to you in between what I said or about what was said, right? And through. So let's agree together. Father God, we do agree together as touching this thing, asking and believing you for the perfect utterance and the anointing and the manifestation of your Spirit. Everyone for ears that hear and eyes that see and a heart open receptive, let there come revelation that, yes, that explodes inside the Spirit, enlightening and empowering. And let there come answers to questions. And thank you, Lord, for protecting us and delivering us and setting us up for tomorrow and the days to come. For we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. And you do keep us. And you do all things well. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we believing together now?
Yes.
Very important that we believe together. Utterance is not just based on the speaker. It's greatly affected by the hearers. In Matthew 13, this is titled usually the parable of the sower. I'll begin reading in this is Matthew 13, verse 3. Jesus spoke many things to them in parables, and he said, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold and some 60-fold and some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, later, they had asked him about the parable, and he explained it to them. Verse 18, he says, "Hear therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside." Now, Luke's account of this adds this. You know, you really have to read all three of these accounts, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, to get the whole story, because one will say something the other one didn't say. But Luke says, you don't have to turn there, but he said, those on the wayside are those who hear, and then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So what does the word do when it gets in the ground? Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. The incorruptible seed in the good ground of the heart brings faith. Now, I don't know that we have realized how precious faith is. It comes from the precious word. And the enemy is interested in stealing this word before it takes root in people's hearts, lest they believe. Because believers are overcomers.
Yes.
Believers the enemy cannot hold under his thumb. Believers the devil cannot, run and cause havoc and mayhem in their life. Believers won't take it. They stand up and resist the devil, and he has to flee. They shake off the oppression, and they receive their victory, and they overcome again and again and again. They receive the anointing that removes the burden and destroys the yoke. You can see how interested the devil would be in preventing this from happening. How can he prevent it? He can't overcome God. He can't overcome the word. He can't overcome your faith in the word. But if he can get that word out of you, and the word does not produce faith in you, then he can be successful in defeating you. So the word that is sown on the wayside ground said the enemy comes immediately to steal that word, lest we should believe. Now notice the next one. All this goes together. He said, verse 20, "He that receives seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word and anon with joy receives it." Now, see, the other one, there was not a reception of the word. But here there is a reception of the word. How can you tell if you get revelation of the word and you receive it and it begins to produce faith in your heart? How could you tell? You get joy, right? Or like we say around here, you get excited. And in that same happening, you get strong. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, right? Well, if the joy of the Lord is your strength, what is the depression of the devil? No such thing as a depressed, spiritually strong person. No such thing. People cry, you know, sometimes, well, we're just believing God. We're just standing strong in faith. If you were, you'd quit crying. No such thing as being strong in faith and being pitiful. Being depressed. Being down. No such thing. You show me a person of faith, I'll show you someone who has an unconquerable spirit. Hallelujah. An overcomer. A more than a conqueror. And how can you do that and be weak? You can't. You must be strong. And what is your strength? So you're going to find joy every time. But where do you get that joy? They received that word. And the word began to get inside them. And it began to take root downward and produce fruit upward. And here comes the faith. And with the faith, the joy and the peace. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now see, the other person, they came to church. There was an anointed message. But they were too busy looking around behind them. They were too busy talking to their neighbor about what they were going to eat afterwards. Did you hear me? They were too busy thinking about the bills they had to pay next week and what they were going to do on the job. And the word was being sown. The word was being broadcast. The word was being sown. The word was being broadcast. But because of their hardness of heart and indifference and disrespect, it just lay on the top, didn't get in, and the devil come and swiped it and ran away with it. Never got in, so faith is not produced, so they don't believe. So they stay in their defeat. Here's another kind of person though. Person who came front and center, wide awake. Said, I love God and I love His Word. Oh, He's good. He's going to talk to me today. What's the Word of the Lord? And when they heard it, they went, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Tell me again. Ooh. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. And received it with joy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith Offended, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804D. That's R804D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.